justice, souvenirs, and what are you watching? All this and more on today's Brilliant Observations. Do, 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 do.
I have every morning I wake up and I have no voice. Like, I will make a sound and no sound comes out.
Oh, that's no.
And then it'll, like, ramp up to being, like, hoarse hangover Amy. And then it'll ramp up into being, like, meow, puny Amy. And then it'll get back into basically here, which is still not my regular voice. I can feel the edges. If your voice was represented as a spectrum or a range, I can feel the outer edges being massively clipped so that even when I'm just speaking in dulcet tones, I can't actually control what comes. I'm a very Bobby Brady. Like, it's not my favorite part.
Are you singing for the silver platters as well?
I'm just trying to say when I'm speaking, don't even try to sing. I don't even try to sing anymore because it can't. Like, there's a whole month of my life where that just it doesn't come out. This is nothing.
Dear listener, have the allergies punched you in the face and throat as well as Amy? I personally got hit with a fucking cold.
Oh,
I have a cold. I've never felt so common before in my life. It's just a fucking cold. And it kind of takes you out. Like, I thought, do I really want a podcast today? Do they want to hear the snot luge going on?
I'm here to tell you, I am such a little hypocritical bitch. I took the time to find a way to provide feedback to one of my favorite podcasts, to lodge a complaint.
Shut up. What happened?
And I went out of my way to not do it in any sort of a public manner.
So is it Mel?
This is Mel.
Yeah,
this is Mel
Robbins.
Yeah,
I knew it would be Mel. She's the only one I know you really listen to religiously.
I am so mad at her. And I went to melrobbins.com and I looked for a way to contact her, and it said contact us. And it said, here are all the reasons in our drop-down menu of reasons that you could be, and there wasn't even an other. So I just picked one, and then I, like, revised it to say podcast feedback. And I went in there.
What'd you tell her?
I am owning up to it here because, on the one hand, I really feel it was justified. And I'm glad I gave her the feedback.
Uh-oh.
And on the other hand, I feel like, maybe go get something to do, lady. Like, I wonder if my feedback is now pinned up in their kitchen near the coffee station.
What happened?
It is this simple. And the reason it comes to mind only because of what we were chatting about.
Yeah.
She had on one of our favorite experts, Dr. Mary Claire Haver.
Love her.
The menopause biatch, who wants to tell you all the things that nobody learned in school. And guess what? Look it. And I figured it out. And fuck them. And it was incredible. And Mary Claire Haver, excuse me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, every ninth word would go and have the juiciest saliva. And she was like swallowing.
What happened? She doesn't do
it
her TikToks
so
like
disgusting.
That.
It was so disgusting.
Ew. Ugh, I got the heebie and the jeebie.
I started listening for it.
It was the kind of thing
where it happened twice and I thought, okay, that can't happen. She must have been drinking. That can't happen again. It can't. Surely this won't happen again. And it happened a third time. And I was anticipating the knife in the gut when it was going to happen.
Well, you lose content after that. You focus on dysfunction.
I turned off the episode, and I can't listen to it, despite it being fucking life-changing, heroic content. And we can't hear it, and I'm so mad. So I took the time to provide feedback in probably the wrong forum, and now I'm doing it publicly for the 4,000 people who are going to hear it. But I mean, she's a number five podcast globally. Number five. She is not the only person to touch the audio. And that is exactly what I said. I said, you know, Mel and team, I love you. You've changed my life. Writing today because I'm shocked that you allowed this episode to go forward.
I had to
turn it off. I can't listen to it. You are a podcasting icon. She is a menopause icon. You drop the ball. Do better. It was unlistenable. What are you fucking? And then that's all I said. Just do better.
It's not like she's us or one of us by accident uses the microphone from the computer instead of the attachment. She's got a whole team. She has
multiple teams in multiple cities. She has multiple teams in multiple cities at multiple stages in her production process. She has an advanced team that's working with her talent. Sometimes she has the talent fly into her and sit in a studio where they're checking levels and recording things live. She has a post team. She has an editing team. She has a marketing team. She has every possible team you can think of. She has money and time and attention and visibility on this show. And it was so fucking juicy. I felt like I was working at the, I don't know, lollipop factory or something. It was disgusting and repeated and obscene and obvious and unlistenable.
That's
and I got my own. We make this show unlistenable in so many ways.
Different ways, though.
I get it. That's not our goal.
Right.
We're learning. We're trying to do better. But when I'm holding you up as the person, the shining example for some things, not all things, how about you're crushing it at this podcasting game? You are crushing it, and you love to tell everybody what they're fucking doing wrong. Okay. This was, and I've just made that sound like, ha, I gotcha. I'm not playing that game. I'm still fucking pissed that I can't, I was really, really into the content and I can't stand to listen to it because it was so goddamn juicy. And it's just, what are you fucking doing? What are you doing? Just what are you, why did you do it to me?
Well,
I felt like she did it to me.
You let us know when and if and when she answers you, because I am curious to hear her say, you got me. It fell through the cracks or something like that.
She always says, you guys exploded in the comments. You guys exploded with feedback. You guys really came at me for this. You guys really.
Right.
This will go unnoticed. This will go unregistered. This will go unacknowledged. I guarantee it. Because it's not content. I can't imagine that anyone else would take the time to give her feedback about this.
I think she will handle it. I just don't think she will talk about it. I think she'll say,
correct,
what happened to us? Like, we went awry. I even got feedback about it.
I'm itchy twitchy. Okay. I'm itchy twitchy. Oh, how are you? So hello and how are you and hello.
Hello and how are you? I'm fine. You too? We're fine.
All morning long, we've been singing without knowing that we were singing. Oh gosh, you know, I can't remember it. Think. Brain, put the brain in. Oh.
Party on the Dance Floor, the poop song?
No, now I'm thinking of the wrong musical. God, I hope I get it. Which is another one we could have been singing, but we weren't singing that all day. Maybe this time.
For the first
it'll happen.
Time. Maybe this time.
And indeed, we did win.
You got your driver's license for your youngest child today?
Seventh time's the charm.
That is disgusting. And it's not because he kept failing. It's because of appointment.
No,
and
he never once failed. Right. The system failed him. This was the first day he took the test.
Attaboy.
Passed with flying colors, of course. And it just, without giving any backstory, they changed the law. And then, like a comedy of errors, every time we showed up, some piece of paperwork was magically wrong. Right down to, there was a brake light out the last time we were there, which we didn't know because it went out on the way there.
That's not funny.
So, it isn't. We're done. He's got it. No more. Hooray.
All right. So I saw an article, literally an article, not a TikTok, everybody. Don't shame me. That said, a 3-year-old boy was driving a truck that fatally struck a girl who was 2 in a parking lot. Right? This is just the
saddest
shit.
I'm not sure how you got your hands on Appalachian News, but I feel like.
Well, along those lines, the next line said, the mother said, I want justice. She lost her 2-year-old daughter due to this 3-year-old boy driving a truck, and she had her fist up in the air and said, I want justice. Can I ask you, this is really, I've come to this podcast saying the reason I couldn't call out sick was I need help. Like I have all these questions.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
I don't understand. What is justice for this 2-year-old girl?
None. The situation is heartbreaking, and that's why we're laughing, because it's too sickening to think about. You have to just, you know, focus on the lunacy of it. It is nonsensical. This was a mistake in every possible way.
So then we sat there at dinner because, you know, it's just the two of us now. I love a good empty nest, although I have a kid half home right now. And we said, well, all right, what would justice be? Like, let's talk this one out. The news is playing. I read this article. How did he get this car? And we just spent 45 minutes talking
about. Oh, that's
about
where we're focused. Okay,
how did the boy get the car? Because there, you can't. Justice isn't putting this boy in prison for the rest of his life. He's three. So
no, it's the systems around him. It's the family. Correct. It's the cousins. Right? It's who made this happen.
That's what all my students used to say. I was up to 4:30 this morning. I slept for 15 minutes. What happened? Cousins. That was always the answer. It was my cousins. I'm like, you need to get away from those cousins. Like,
you can't, though.
You can't, though.
They're great. Cousins are the best.
You can't.
I hate that. And you had shared some other information that I thought we were going to end up talking about today. Because it was another one of these ridiculous stories. You sent me a TikTok. Maybe you've forgotten because you send me quite a few of them. And I just want to take a boob leg and say.
Is this about the boy and eating?
Unfortunately for me. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Unfortunately for me. Oh, okay. Let's go there. Go.
Mm-hmm. I think they've taken this picky eater thing.
I knew you were going to do that.
Is this real?
You don't get to. Yes. I don't know that it's real.
I'm asking if it's real.
You don't get to do that. So put in the context. And tell, dear listener, what it is that only you and I have looked at this point. So we're talking all around them.
So this really like Stepford threesome appears on a TikTok. A mom, a dad, and a little boy. Hi, my name's Trevor. And I'm Julie. And I'm Liam. And it's about Liam. Liam has an eating disorder. Respect, friend. I know that's it's a mental thing. It's a work through. He is not just a picky eater. He won't eat. He fears. That's what
it was. Well, there's an acronym for it. There was an acronym, and so now it's a
fart fib
diagnosis. It's a diagnosis. It's a like ASMR. Totally not that, but it's a four-letter acronym.
Like
acronym.
AR9, MR, something 9, codes, ICB. I don't know, but I know it's a thing.
Right, and it stands for something like, ASMR-9. You know, not going to eat that. Like it's some kind of, I mean, it's very serious. And when
is that real?
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The backstory. When you sent me that TikTok and it's two parents standing behind full frame, vertical camera, talking straight to camera, child in front of them, 1, 2, 3 little triangle, speaking very seriously. I thought this is a GoFundMe. There, this is some kid in her neighborhood who's got ball cancer and they have to get, right.
Not
and they have
funny. To,
and they're raising. Okay.
Funny.
And he's got ingrown hairs and they're trying to get
bring awareness.
Ingrown Hair Institute.
Yes.
Right. For my Boy Scout troop. This is what we're going to do.
Troop.
Right. So I'm watching it and I'm waiting. I'm tense.
Bring
I'm
awareness.
Just as tense as when Dr. Mary Claire Haver got her juicy fucking mouth full of saliva. Getting ready to tell me some shit about menopause. Okay. Got a dry snatch, but her mouth is juicy. It's disgusting. Okay, sorry.
You need to fuck my
I'm
face. We'll
sorry.
Be fine.
I'm sorry. That's fine. Her twat is fantastic.
Oh my God, what am I editing in this
her
episode?
Twat is so moist because bitch take estradiol every day through a patch. See, I listen to her fucking juicy mouth.
Right.
She's got juice for days. She's ready to go. Back to the kid with the ingrown hair and the ball cancer. So we're talking to him, and I'm just waiting. I'm tense because I'm thinking, God, what the f- – she only sends me this shit, okay?
When
if it's
crazy.
Really sad and personally important or it's a fucking freak show.
Yes!
So part of it – so I'm also waiting, like, is there going to be, like, a horse hoof going to come out in a minute? We're going to have to do, like, one of them carving things to get the little pus – butts to pull to go spurting out from
flick
the underside
out, flick
of
it
that
out.
Milk
you were
hoof. Like, what's getting ready to happen?
Forensic scientist. Find out what
okay,
it
so
is.
Okay, so I'm watching. And then they put the thing up on the screen, and I'm bravely today telling you about my, you know.
Something fib.
My BMAR, whatever it is. Like the four letter. Okay. I really didn't intend to lose control of my mouth. But I guess the Lord has, I've been smited. He smote me for talking such shit about so many people, including Juicer Dr. Mary Haver. Maybe I should just take a minute. I'm going to take a second. Well, she'll give me all the time I need, friend. Because guess what? She just puts it on cut and then she'll come back and it'll sound like I got it together. In reality, I usually don't.
It took
I
me
usually
10
just
minutes.
Have to, I sit and breathe for a 5 o'clock, a fucking minutes. A fucking couple minutes. What's a fucking couple minutes? What am I trying to say? For a couple of minutes.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, all right.
God.
I got it. So there's this fucking cracker standing in front of his weird parents. They're going to tell you, I can't eat carrots. Let's go. So Melissa sends me this shit, and I'm thinking, she's just going to make fun of this kid because some kids legitimately can't eat carrots. Why are you laughing so hard?
Because I think everybody should make fun of this kid, this family.
You're
like,
so mean.
What is happening? I came to you today. I sent that to you to prep you for today's topic of, is he a picky
people
eater?
People I want to make fun of. In the world, kid edition.
Is he a picky eater and his parents are Gomer and Goober Gardner and they're like, hey,
have the day you have. Yes.
My kid doesn't eat. Yeah, we had that too. And we said, you're fucking eating. And we're just dick parents. Like, is this real? Was what I really sent it to you for.
It is real.
He has fear of foods. I will be honest. When my son was little, and he would eat like pizza and that thick cheese on the top. Maybe he didn't chew enough, but he like choked twice. And then we called that cheese his nemesis.
Sure.
And the only child who would go to a birthday party and panic when he saw pizza because it tries to kill him every time. Guess
maybe
what?
Maybe he had PIZA or whatever this kid has.
PIZA 9.
Right.
So I would like you to know that he is in Sydney, Australia eating pizza every day if he wants to. He's fine now. But is this kid's problem real or do his parents, Gomer and Goober,
he has 9 foods that he can eat. He has 9 foods that he deems acceptable.
He deems.
And then, and then he won't eat anything else. And I say, what's the fucking problem? Who cares? Let this malnourished little fool go through his life. Right. And when his bones start a snapping, he'll figure out, hey, maybe I need to lift some weights or eat a vitamin. Because look at Temple Grandin. Bitch eats Jell-O and yogurt, and that's it. And goes out and kills cows for the rest of us. And she's living her best life. Okay? Some people have their thing.
Dear listener, educate us, please. Because I don't know enough about this. Obviously, if I'm sitting here laughing at this little boy who has decided I'm only eating 7, 9
There are 2 teens in my life who are not blood relatives but might as well be. I love them dearly. And both of them.
Chicken nuggets and French fries.
Live with a biologically too narrow esophageal. And the reality is eating can be traumatic. They have choked more than once, and choking in a way like where when you say to someone, I lost my breath, it's different than than an asthmatic saying, I can't fucking breathe.
Right.
Like when they choke, you're done. There's no getting in. There's no getting out. Stuff gets in the throat and it stays there. You can't move it. So you're just sitting there thinking, thanks, oatmeal. Now I'm going to fucking die.
Oatmeal.
You weren't good to begin with. Yeah. So on the one hand, I get a logical avoidance of physically
harm.
Problematic foods, right?
You're looking at harm.
I get that. And I don't feel like there's 9 things that can be eaten, but there's some typical, I mean, people don't eat, this is totally unrelated, but people don't eat peanuts who maybe going to die from some fucking peanuts. And we don't make up acronyms for them and say, I'm going to fucking laugh in your face. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I just feel like it might be real. It sounds ridiculous. It sounds beyond ridiculous.
And
but
they
it's
were
also
really presenting it in a way that made us all go, is this real? Are you kidding?
It was like that. It was like that job description. If you guys remember the job description for that family in Los Angeles who were looking for a full-time caregiver for their kids. And they wanted things, somebody who had like mindset work and was really interested. The one who was already in their cult of success.
Cult. Stop there.
Well, yeah, no. It was like self-improvement is a genetic component we look for. It's like, okay, what?
I wanted someone to pick my kids up from the bus stop and give them a Lunchable.
All I can say to you is I am now so completely sensitive to how much mouth noise I am making on this show alone. It is making me so upset because my levels, you may remember from before we started recording, dear listener does not know, there is an issue with the levels, so I can't really hear in the cans what I'm saying.
Leave
I'm just trusting.
Out of this.
I'm trusting the process, but I know my mouth has worked up some premenopausal juice, and it's happening. Okay, so for that I say,
I'm sorry,
Mel, Dr. Mary Claire.
I get it.
I don't have your fucking editing team, so take it.
Oh, gross! All right, I am here sick because I have important questions.
Okay, that makes no sense. Okay.
I have important questions that could not wait another day.
All right, I'm ready.
When you go on a vacation, do you buy souvenirs?
Yes. Oh, for other people? No. Is that it? Is that the question?
Well, my
How about I wait for the question?
No.
Let's start again. I'm going to be quiet. Psych. Never going to be quiet.
If so, for whom? Like, is really my question. Because, well, if so, for whom?
I'm not a person. I don't buy gifts for other people a lot of times. Ask my children. I don't. Everybody's got everything they need or want. I might pick up something small because it makes me think of you.
Yeah, souvenir.
And get it for you and give you. I'm not a person who, and my friends are these people. They will go on a trip and they will dedicate a portion of trip time so they can go and get something for this person and that person. Like it's a requirement. Like it's Christmas. Because when you show up at Christmas, you have a gift for the person. So you go on a vacation and now, okay, well, we're going to do a little, we got to just do some shopping so we can get something for the grandmas and we can get something for the kids and we can get something
for the...
You don't
do that? You're saying like that's a foreign language.
No, I would love to be that person. But also, I'm not going to spend... No, is the answer. I'm not. Because it's not about the money. It's 100% about the money, period.
Money.
100% about the money. I'm not going to spend... You know, $150 on a shirt, a keychain, a snow globe, and a bottle opener that I'm going to throw out in 6 years from my own house. Like, I'm not doing that. And number two, if it was all free and they were giving it away, I wouldn't take it and give it because I have trade show life and I have been to every trade show on the planet for a dozen years and I have buckets and buckets and buckets
of
all
same
that
shit with a different
tagged
imprint.
Merch. That I got and picked up for everybody and all the swag bags, and I just throw it away. So I sort of understand that we don't need another item.
Hero?
So no.
All right.
And I don't buy it for myself either, right? Yeah.
So I do do what your friends, I do.
You're a gifty person. You identify through gift giving.
I do.
That's what I love about you, because I'm a receiver.
Make friends
with Melissa. I identify by receiving. Yeah.
You know what? I mean, personality-wise, that is really very true. But I come to you because I have a very serious question.
Bring it.
My son is in Sydney. I went and I got a couple of boomerangs for people that...
That's fucking fun.
Right?
That's
that I
fun.
See.
Yes.
I told you last week I did see koala testicles on a drink opener. Did not buy
That's
that.
That's not fun.
I
yes,
was horrified by that.
Correct.
I left that where it was. But in this little flea market where we did get, I don't know the plural, but boomerang for several people that we see on the reg and the house sitter and parents like that. Sure. I saw he kind of lives in an area called the Haymarket, which is like right by Chinatown. And in my experience for 10 days, I was the tallest woman there and they were mostly Chinese people. And it was kind of delightful. Great. Walk into this place. I'm going to buy some souvenirs for my nearest and dearest, meaning I'm there visiting my son with my husband and my daughter is still in the States. I'm going to get her something a little nicer than a boomerang. Great. Walking. Look at all these knockoff purses. Look at all this. Look at that. Is that really part of a koala bear? My mother used to get back scratchers. You know those?
I do.
And there's one with a koala hand. No,
it's
is my
creepy.
Answer. Again, stop giving away parts of animals you have no business carving up for these parts for stupid shit.
Are you trying to tell me that this was a shrunken, headified actual hand of an animal preserved? Or it was like a plastic or a piece of bone that somebody had carved pretend to make it look like a claw? This was an actual preserved claw, like a taxidermical claw.
You remember... Lucky rabbit's feet. Remember that?
They're always fake. They weren't real. They can't be real.
They have
We're
nails.
Going to. They're not real. Stop.
Okay. I didn't understand the assignment. I'm so sorry.
That's gross.
They too were not real. That little fuzzy thing in your pocket that you rubbed for luck.
Nope. Nope. Kay. Nope. Nope. No.
Okay.
No. No. That's like that man with that maggot gut fish you brought on the fucking plane. No.
People. All right.
Starting
so
to get upset. Okay.
I'm walking around. I see the fake testicles and the fake claw. It's fine.
The testicles were real?
Everything was real. Anyway.
Why? What are we doing in Australia? Why?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I got a lot of questions. Why do you want animal testicles? You could put a period there, or you could say,
push on your home decor.
Like what? Or in something that you handle. What?
To me, that feels like a gag gift, right? And then you question, what are you willing to spend on a gag
gift? What's the gag?
What animals?
Look
are you
how weird
to
I am.
Yes. Or now that you have it, look how weird you are.
No, it is no. These are no's. This is a real quick no.
It's a hard pass, and that's exactly what I thought and said as I walked by, and then I hit this area that had Chinese dresses, these beautiful satin. Floral, you know, with the double button almost by the collar.
Oh, yeah, in that style. And like a Mandarin sheath dress.
Yes, and they were stunning. They're beautiful dresses, and I started to talk to the woman there. I'm curious, you know, like, these are beautiful. Did you make them? Are you just selling them? What do they come from, I don't know, the animal testicle plant?
I'd like to discuss the provenance of your...
She was lovely, and we talked for a bit, and she said,
fabric.
I think I have one that would look beautiful on you. So I'm looking for a gift for my daughter, and she goes... Yeah, I don't know what your daughter looks like, but this would look great on you. And she pulls out this green, this gorgeous, and this one, is she about your size? I'm like, yeah, she's about my size, but she's got a rack I don't, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Only Melissa would discuss your daughter's rack with an Asian marketress
stranger,
in
right.
Australia.
So, well, it was sizing. So that's the only real good difference between the two of us, except for everything else. And... she said she picked out this other dress and one for me. I bought two dresses from her. They're beautiful. I love them.
Okay.
I come home. Well, you see what's coming right away. You also saw the board. So you see what's coming. And I said to my daughter, who said, do I get a boomerang? Please tell me you didn't get me those fucking testicle bottle opener bullshit. And I said, no, I got you a dress. And she said, there's no fucking way I would ever wear that dress. It's cultural appropriation, and I would get canceled in 10 seconds. Never going to fucking happen. So?
Maybe for Halloween?
That would be cultural appropriation. That would be wildly inappropriate. But
Fucking lighten up. It's fashion. Fucking lighten
that's
up.
That's my answer. It's fashion, and it's beautiful. Like,
it's
why
not an antique kimono? Get over yourself.
I'm not.
What's the matter? Europeans can't wear jeans now? Fuck you. Okay, at a certain, we're fine. You're fine. You'll be fine. It's fine. It's not a fucking Indian Native American headdress, right? Or an Eskimo with a fucking spear and the fur coat. Like, I mean, I think you're okay, right?
Wow.
It's a dress.
It's so. My question is, I'm crowdsourcing this one because I was a little bit horrified and a little bit saddened. And I was sad to hear that she would never, ever, 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 ever. So she texts her friend group from high school, a multiracial friend group from high school. And one of the girls writes back and says, I could see why you would think that, but I don't really think it's a problem.
Thank you.
And the Chinese friend of hers writes back, are you putting chopsticks in your hair?
Right.
And her jaw hit the phone. It was like, what? She's like, as long as you don't do that, I think it's fine. What do you think?
I don't think it's a problem. I never understand there's no way for me to fucking say it without the kid. I can hear him rattling around in my head saying, that's racist. Like everything, he's like, you having a flare up? He loves to say to me, oh, mom's having a flare up, which means he thinks I'm being a flare up of my racism. And I'm like, I'm not a racist. And then every time I have to yell out, I'm not a racist.
You feel like a racist.
That's the biggest, that's the things that racists say for 500, right? That's it. Okay. And it makes me so mad that they goad me into doing this because I'm forever saying things that are not racist. It's simply identifying. Like part of it is, yes, I'm allowed to use race in the context of describing an item because it requires the race to describe it. If you're filing a police report, right?
They ask you.
They want to know, what's the person look like? That includes their race or their skin color or their eye color or the pants that they're wearing. Like that's what I'm just saying. At a certain point, all of it. What's the matter with you?
Well, the pants that they're wearing was like, how does that identify race? Oh,
no,
was
just
it a Chinese dress she was wearing?
The thing that I'm trying to say is they
tall
ask you
white
for
girl
a,
in Chinese
they
dress.
They ask you for a physical description.
Correct.
And in a physical description,
they do it on purpose.
Would include
Amy.
Race.
They do it on purpose to goad you.
Okay,
on.
I'm just trying to. They do, and they
do.
But see,
it on
that's
purpose.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So what's the matter? I can't wear. I'm fucking wearing the dress.
So
I don't
bought
get
this
how we
beautiful
switched.
Dress
Here's
for her,
thing.
And she's
right.
out. She's not wearing it. So now
well,
I'm
it's
like,
fucking
well,
weird
that's
anyway because you're.
What
it's
I
not
got
like you went. It's not like you went
to China.
China. Right. So I mean, I kind of don't even really get what the fuck we're doing here. But okay, so. If the woman was okay selling it to you, but isn't it true that she would have sold it to your husband? Like, she wouldn't care.
She wouldn't
like,
care. Right.
You it's can wait. I'm trying to sell the dress.
Capitalism is a beautiful thing. Yeah.
I think it's fine. If we want to make fun of somebody, can't we just stick with those picky kids? I mean, I feel like.
By the way, they were white. They were white as fuck. And
I think that goes
I think there
saying.
Is a point to be made here that a black family and a Chinese family and a, I don't know, any, and a, I'll tell you right now, this is not a Jewish issue. I'll tell you right now, there's no Jew saying, I'm only eating three foods. That's not going
to
happen.
I beg to differ.
Go ahead.
What about your friend Almond Mom who can't handle eating anything? What'd she have? Her list of knots is longer than
oh,
the list of.
Oh, Hindi.
Of,
yes, she is.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
How
about
many
her.
Approved foods on that list?
I don't know what to say.
14?
About her.
15?
No, I feel like she eats everything
chicken,
unless it's typical, and then she
chicken,
won't eat a typical
beef,
food.
Fish,
she'll eat every weird.
Is like white flour allowed? She's not from looking
all right,
at her.
Point made.
Right?
But
she's incredibly healthy, but that's also self selected. That's not. I
can't.
Cannot.
Right.
Like, I think that the challenge, just to make you look a little better in this case for picking on a young kid, I think the challenge
I
is
hate kids.
They were formalizing and making medical a list of choices, right? They were aggrandizing either a phase that he was going through, a tick or a problem that he had, or a habit, a bunch of choices that he's making. People are allowed to eat whatever the fuck they want to eat. If you have to turn it into a whole thing and give it a name for pickiness, like it was just, I already told you about two kids who have, one has already had surgery to correct. The other has decided not to have surgery to correct. This is a physical problem that limits and restricts what they can eat. And they do not go around telling people what they can and cannot eat. They do not create acronyms for what they can and cannot eat. They're simply careful with their food choices. And their parents have been dealing with this their whole lives. And I'm okay with that. Like, I don't, that's. I don't
how
know
is
how
that not
that
a kid,
kid
with a peanut allergy that just needs to read labels? Like, how is that any different than a kid who is hypervigilant because strawberries
right.
are in weird pasta and I'm aware of whatever's going on.
And it's fucking horrible.
So it
so I have sympathy.
Not, yeah.
I have sympathy. I even have empathy for this family trying to resolve this thing for their kid. But I don't really want to create a new flag with a whole bunch of new colors that we got to change the pumpkins
and
for
support.
Your sake. On, I
yeah.
mean, it's like, I'm sure there's
follow
lots
our
of you.
Struggle.
Have a convention. Like, I'm not going to go to that convention. That's, we're fine.
Nor will
meet
I pick
there.
Up the swag that you have there in the convention hall. Thank you very much.
No, because it's
good.
All flavorless and has no structure.
Okay. It is not cultural appropriation according to these 50-year-old women. Is that what we're saying?
Put on the fucking dress. And if people want to start throwing tomatoes at you, you know.
That's their choice? is that
it's
their
just,
choice?
I wonder if the pendulum is swinging back the other way where it's like we're okay. I think that we are all culturally aware and sensitive enough that putting on a dress as a regular teen and not going upstage on the Oscars trying to make some kind of a hidden point where people you're not Princess Kate. People are not studying what you're wearing. It's okay. You're making a fashion choice. It's acceptable.
I saw their comment was that little boy with the issue was follow along. They're looking for followers. That's what it was. Follow along on our struggle and see how our journey goes. Number one, no. I tapped it and said, no more like this because you're killing me, Smalls. Like, I cannot be a part of it. So I got rid of that completely. But Amy, last night.
Yes.
We decided after an excellent win by the 76ers.
Oh.
Yeah. We watched the Roadhouse remake.
Oh my God. And I have yet to even watch the original. So the remake is with Gyllenhaal, is that right?
Yes. You never saw the Patrick Swayze?
No, he doesn't belong in there. Mm-mm.
Patrick Swayze doesn't belong in there?
No, he doesn't. He's a dancer. He's too lithe. I don't believe he's going to beat some people up. That's Hollywood fighting. No, and also no.
Sam Elliott was in that one too.
Okay, but
it was, I mean, when you're talking about
I watched Dirty Dancing once, and the only reason I've seen it more than once is because I'm friends with people who every time it's on in the Northern Hemisphere, we have to migrate to that viewing station and watch it beginning to end. Like, I've saw Pitch Perfect once. Like, I don't care. I didn't even see the second one, or however many. Janine made me watch it with her. Like, I don't remember any of these things. These culturally iconic movies, 9 times out of 10, don't do it for me. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't connect with it. I mean, it's like, okay, I saw it. Sure. Yeah, I got it.
But it's not like you won't watch any movie 1,000 times. If you were flicking the channels, or if your husband was trying to go
I won't watch any movie 1,000 times. I have a very specific list of movies that I will watch 1,000 times, and many are not on that list. I'm super picky about what I will
watch. Pride and Prejudice could not go by on a TV screen without you locking into third gear. And
Coal Miner's Daughter.
Okay, what else? What else are your perpetual views?
It comes in stages and seasons. Right now, whenever I watch something that I like, I will just keep watching it over and over and over and over and over. I've watched The Diplomat, that series, The Diplomat.
I loved that show.
Russell. I've watched it from beginning to end at least 7 times.
Really?
Yeah, I put it on and I leave it on. And I
cook dinner, walk through.
I have it because I love it. The first 4 times that I watched it, the first time I watched it, I loved it. The second time I watched it, I got more out of it. The third time, I got all of the hidden Easter eggs. So the fourth time, I went back and watched it knowing all the Easter eggs so I could predict them and just see the writing. So it's like an evolution, and it's a writer's study. And beyond that point, I've memorized it. I'm just part of the production crew. So I'm watching it, and I'm picking up their mistakes, and I'm realizing how many rooms were used for the same shot and which castle this is and what other shows were shot there and how they wrote it in such a way.
Wow.
It's just because it becomes – that's part of the interest. I love the characters. I love the look of the production. I love the writing. I love the storyline. I love everything about it. So it's very entertaining to watch, and it's very entertaining to keep on autopilot. And my autopilot goes real deep. So I did that with all the Harry Potters. Time was I would watch them 1 through 8, I think there are.
Yeah, they made the 7th
book
too.
I would just watch them on repeat when I was cooking cookies for Christmas time.
Oh, good.
So now I'm starting to do it with, and I've stopped because it feels a little strange, but I'm starting to do it with The Gentlemen, which I've already binged and watched fully through twice. So, and I think it came out like last week.
Not even.
If you've not seen
it's brand new. We just saw the first episode.
It's amazing. We're watching Kung Fu, which I love. But that one you have to actually watch, which is trickier because it's all in Japanese with subtitles.
Kung Fu?
Yeah. Super wrong. Shogun.
Shogun. I'm like, I don't know that. I know Shogun.
So fucking good. Yeah. So fucking good. So fucking good. Yeah, I have chopsticks in my hair. Kung Fu.
I really like
it. So fucking good.
I really like your Asian inspired outfit today, Amy.
Hey, you got it. It's inspired.
We watched Roadhouse because basically in our TikTok feed, it was go watch the first one and then don't feel the need to watch the second one. You're done. There was this movie made me dumber. There was somebody who said don't look at it as a remake. Look at it as a pop culture phenom. We watched it. I did laugh out loud a couple of times, not because it was hilarious, but because it was so fucking stupid. But I laughed and it entertained me, and I don't know what I was expecting from
it. That's right. The point of life.
Correct.
Enjoy yourself, right? Enjoy it.
I want to know what dear listener thinks about the Roadhouse remake, and then I will get back on that The Gentleman. I will watch that.
I don't know how you didn't blaze right through it. I was intoxicated from the word go, and could not put it down.
Because I want to kill the firstborn in that family. Because in the very first episode, he says, and I'm giving hopefully nothing away because I don't know anything, I owe $8 million or they're going to cut my dick off. And I said, guess what? You no longer have a dick. Like, I wanted him to die. So I was fine with it. And I don't think he deserves the measures to which.
So the premise of the gentleman is the Duke of whatever. There's
wherever,
in nobility in England, there are a set number of dukes. I think there's 11 or 8 or some relatively
you
finite number.
Small
number. And the Duke of the Manor passes, leaving 3 children. 2 boys and a girl, and the eldest is not in line for the inheritance and is surprised to learn this at the reading of the will.
He's a ne'er-do-well. He has
been living his whole life knowing that it's coming, and he is repeatedly and at his own admission referred to as a coke-sniffing cunt. So this gives you an idea. This is a Guy Ritchie production. So
that says everything. You're right.
Yes, and it has a lot of the same actors, character actors that have been in his shows before. It is very shoot 'em up, duffel bag, violence as a graphic effect kind of a thing, in the same way that Quentin Tarantino sometimes does it. But it's not crazy graphic. They set you up to know when it's coming. You're never surprised by it.
With the music, with the action, it's
really
well done.
So if you need to look away and keep watching, you can. And instead, it really becomes this beautiful, elegant, anti-Bridgerton view. It's like Bridgerton meets mafioso. Like, it's just fun.
I feel like
right?
that's
very,
another
very
one that you would watch nonstop for several loops. Bridgerton.
Is
that another
I have
one?
All of them. Yes, all of them repeatedly. Like, I'll pick a season and I'll just leave it on, and I have it mostly memorized from watching it. So, but again, I know what's coming. I can be in the closet.
That's an ADD
folding,
thing, by the way.
Folding. Well, okay. Who cares? I can be in the closet. It's also a writerly thing. So I can be in the closet, folding clothes, listening along.
Knowing.
Being entertained. Being, honestly, it's a timekeeping device. It pulls me through. It also helps me sort of, without keeping track, I can keep track of things better, right? When I listen to records, when I used to listen to records all the way through and get on a loop with records, I would get sick of them and I would ruin them for myself forever. There's a handful of shows and series that I can do this with and not get sick of them. Like, I did it for a little while with the Star Wars stuff, and I'm fucking over that. I'm sick of that shit. And I would only do it for the first few. I'm not going to do it with that later garbage. Come on, stop it. Wait, come on.
Don't start fights.
You'll lose that one. That's right, because I'm correct. Everyone knows.
We watched similar to that Shogun series. We watched Griselda, only similar because you have to read it. Like, you can't be on your phone to know what's going on. And my Spanish is pretty good.
That's like Lupin. Yeah, when you wanted to watch that French detective thing. You have to actually watch it. You can't be playing a game and listening. You can't be casually doing any other thing.
That's why I wanted to watch it with my kids, because they couldn't be on their phones, or otherwise they'd never know who did the caper. And I love a good caper. Those were excellent.
I do love a good caper. Time was, I would watch Ocean's 8 on heavy repeat. And that's the Ocean's 11, but with the women who steal from the Metropolitan Museum.
Absolutely love that movie. That was
beautiful production.
Fantastic.
Beautiful women. Beautiful acting. Fun and punchy dialogue. Lots of Easter eggs. What's not to watch on repeat? It's fantastic. That's how I learned that Sarah Bullock is a native Germanic speaker. Was raised in a household by her opera singing German mom, speaks fluent German. Who knew?
Sandra Bullock. Okay.
She has one throwaway line in German in the thing. She's speaking to Heidi Klum, and it always was delivered with such grace. I was interested. And then I also thought, why did they pick German? Because it's a lot of money to pull Heidi Klum in. Like, why did they go out of their way to set all of that up? It's because she already fucking speaks German. Like, times when you see somebody play a piano or, I don't know, you know,
sing.
Truss a hen.
Or sing.
Like, whatever. Yeah, do the thing that's because they find a way to work in what they already know how to do. And that's, I love it, because actors is people too. I have not seen Poor Things, but I keep being told by everybody to watch it, although I don't know that I can handle it.
That's the Easy A. Emma Stone. Yeah, I love
Mark
her.
Mark Ruffalo.
And she won awards, and their interviews together, and they're, it's fabulous. What is it that gets in our brains when we know something is critically acclaimed and wonderful and has won awards, that gets in our brains that says, yeah, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see her doing what is required to make that movie so successful. I don't want to see that. And the movie is part of the topic. It's like a Frankenstein style story. She and Mark Ruffalo have been reanimated, but in her body, they used an infant brain. So as a full adult woman, her brain is having to catch up with all the social mores. So she has sex with Mark Ruffalo and thinks sex is great. So then she has sex with everyone and thinks it's great and has to be told it's you can't do that. That's a society. And she's like, why not? And then she learns that money is great.
It's a very
so she
good
has
question.
Sex for money.
Why not?
Right. Why not? She's like, who says I can't? And she's doing it with such, I'm told, because I haven't seen it.
Right.
She's doing it with such freedom and zero guilt and zero shame. Like, I am not ready to see that from her. I'm just not. I wouldn't want to see that from any of my dearest friends. I wouldn't want to see you having your best, like, actors use their bodies, and it's a real hard turn. The teen boys in my life use their bodies in sport in ways I don't like. And actors frequently use their bodies to their desired purpose. The teen boys in my life are drawing fouls and physically using their bodies like rams and like
missiles. We've been watching, like you said, the basketball, football. I've been watching this. They use their bodies. Any one of those hits, any one of those falls to the floor, any one of those.
I don't even want to hear the end of that sentence because I'm so hyper aware of what the what if and the hypothetical could be.
But they're trained. We're not.
Literally drawing the foul. They're literally leaning into checks and getting themselves where they will purposefully be hurt. They know they will be hurt because it's part of their strategy. And I don't love that at all.
Gameplay.
I don't love it at all.
That's so funny because last week you sat in that very chair looking at this very screen saying, there are so many things about sport that are amazing. This is what we love about
sport.
That's still
true.
I love this about sport.
That's still true.
There are things I do not love about sport, and one popped up today.
There are lots of things that I love and hate about every aspect of life. I lean into the things that I love. I physically watched a couple of really aggressive games in the past 4 days. And I was commenting to my son how much I didn't like the gameplay of the other team for the targeting and for the this. And he educated me in almost in a pitying way, saying player X and player Y on our team were drawing that foul. They were that's them intentionally luring that other player to make that choice so that we would have an advantage. And I'm like, so you were luring the lion to chew your leg off so that you could score a goal. Like, this is just the stupidest thing
I've
ever heard.
No, I watch it in basketball every single day, drawing a foul. I just think that kids...
Falling on your ass on a court
stick.
In basketball is very different than a titanium
rod. Yeah, you
have
weapons. Right, that's where I was going.
Under your helmet at your fucking neck. That's not okay. It's just not okay. And that's welcome to it. Yeah.
They're all going to wind up on the cover of Sports Illustrated. But I have to tell you, there are only 4 presidents that have been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Can you tell me who they are?
It doesn't make any sense that any of them would be on the cover
Correct.
Of Sports Illustrated.
Correct.
So, and Sports Illustrated is a print periodical. So these have got to be contemporary presidents. So I'm going to go with more than likely these would be people who are looking for popularity. I'm going to guess with no evidence at all. Ronald Reagan, see among them?
Ronald Reagan was the first one. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So if he was the first one, that means there are people that came after.
Well, go ahead.
Billy Bob Clinton probably made that list. He loves sticking his dick in the mashed potatoes.
He likes being seen on the cover of things. Yes, Billy Bob Clinton is one of them.
Okay, so I'm 2 for 2. I don't want to keep going.
We'll call him William Jefferson. But yes, he too graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. There are 2 more.
I don't think Dr. George made it. I want to jump ahead to Mr. Obamacare.
He was in Sports Illustrated, but he was never on the cover. The two do come our
little
older.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It's weird. Well, he did play basketball every opportunity he got while in the White House. So.
You don't get to get a Sports Illustrated from playing basketball. Sorry. You got to play it real. All right. So I got one wrong. So I don't know. Tell me the two. I'm not going to know.
JFK and Gerald Ford.
What?
I don't know for what.
For tripping?
They got the. Yeah. They got front cover Sports Illustrated.
Okay. I don't know.
I thought that was super interesting. Like, what on earth could they be doing to get themselves on the front cover of a sports?
Maybe it's the swimsuit issue. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was the swimsuit issue. I have right here a picture of the dress. And I will put this on Brillab Squad. So if you're curious to see what this dress looks like.
It is so difficult to even know. The way you described it, I figured it was, you know, the reddest of all possible reds with gold thread in the corner, the most stereotypically looking. And instead, this thing is just like, oh, that's a pretty dress. Oh, look at the shape of it. Oh, okay. I get it. Like, it's three thoughts.
You're
in.
Saying innocuous. There's no way this could really be seen as.
Yes, it's not wearing a sign that says, I don't even want to come up with something that would be really racist.
It would
like why would
racist.
I?
I'll wait till you're in a flare-up and I'll ask you what the sign would say.
Just stop it. Stop it. Now I'm coming up with all these racist things to say. So I'm not going to say them. But see, I had to think about them. I had to invent them in my head.
Yeah, because
they're not just
come
waiting
naturally.
There to ready to pounce. They're not thoughts that I have. I'm like, what? In the same way that like I'm playing a word game. What would a racist say? Okay, so you have to go like, well, I don't know. Let's pretend and act like that.
I don't want
to
do that.
It takes a minute.
I don't want
to
do that.
Who wants to do this? Nobody.
Something else.
I am playing a lot of games now. I'm sorry to tell you.
What do you mean games? More so than the New York Times connections and tiles and strands.
I did that. I joined it. I didn't know anything about it. Connections was not something I knew about. My son was playing it. And he came home for spring break.
Are you a crack addict
now, his girlfriend, and they showed me how to play it. And I thought it was great. And so now I've been playing it every day. And I am embarrassed to tell you, it's very easy. I get connections on the first. I've never not getting it on the first try. Always. I have a streak now. So I signed up and I pay them. So now I do all the puzzles. And they have something called Spelling Bee. And I have a streak in Spelling Bee where I'm Queen Bee every day for everyone I've played. And then I would play the minis. I'm paying them. Well, I have a New York Times subscription already and I'm paying them separately for the game subscription, and I obsessively play this shit. It starts my day, and I love it.
I do it obsessively, too, every day, and I send the results to my kids.
I don't like tiles. Yeah, I don't like tiles. I don't know how to. I don't know how to, because it's you have to, like, share.
That's what it says at the end. Share your results? Yeah, sure. So I send it to my kids and hope they'll play, too.
That's like a text, or
yeah.
I don't know.
They get it as a text with all your colored tiles, but there's also strands. You play that one?
No, I don't know about that.
You have to.
Is that in the thing?
It will be on the app shortly, but for now you go Strands NYT in your search bar and it pops right up and you can play. It's once a day also. And I, too, have a New York Times thing and it comes to me and I get the games pretty regularly.
We can join each other's leaderboards if you want. And keep.
I am not at all interested because the second I do that, I'll stop playing. And then kind of like Be Real. Is anybody still on Be Real?
No, I don't want to do anything like that. I don't do any social media of any kind. And I only get alerts to the. Oh, shit. That reminds me. I got an alert from someone saying, I sent you a DM. Check it because it's really me. And then I did. And it was the person saying, I'm coming. An XYZ day and I'd love to see you. And I kind of don't believe it. And then I meant to reach out to this person by text. Like that's the only utility that social media has for me. It's like an air horn. Hey, I'm going to talk to you in some other way. Just alerting you so your phone will vibrate.
Do you constantly have your phone on silent?
No. I should, but I don't. No. I use it for email and for being contacted by people who want to pay me money. So I use it like a phone.
So you're saying you use your phone like a phone.
I use it like a phone and I use it like a phone and a game center.
Yeah, I do that too.
It's a communication center and a game
center. I paint
center.
On there. You do the paint by numbers one at all?
I super do not do anything of the kind. Fishdom works as like
a
paint
Oh, we know about
for me.
Your Fishdom. I found a new product that I don't know if I'm going to endorse or not at Costco, And it's a cinnamon bun because cinnamon buns are fucking joy to me. There's no mm-hmm. other answer. And this one has shredded like a orange zest cinnamon bun.
Oh.
Yes. And kinky. Yes, please. Right? That's a no-brainer. Yes. There's no icing on it.
Nope. I'm
I
out.
Didn't know there See was ya. No icing. My husband does the Costco trips. He sends me pictures of items he sees, and I give him a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And I gave him a thumbs up because he knows my feelings on cinnamon buns, and these have no icing. And
I feel like that's a user mistake.
I think so.
I guarantee you there was a separate tub that was associated with that purchase.
And that day it didn't happen.
Make it in.
Yeah, it's not. I don't endorse unless you're making your own icing. I feel it's important to give out opinions about carbs, and I think that could be a future job for me. And today I begin it by telling you there is a semi-delicious sugared orange zest cinnamon roll 9-count at Costco today. And until they put icing on it, I'm going to ask you to say no thank you.
Is it sugared on the outside?
It is.
Like with little crystals?
It is.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to get an idea. You can put your own icing on it if you need to make some icing.
What is that? Confectioner's sugar and what?
Water and a drop or two of lemon juice. Confectioner's sugar and water is icing. If you put in a drop of flavoring and a drop of lemon juice, just a very little drop, it'll give it a little bit of a zing. You could put in some zest as well, right?
I would love that. But maybe I'll do that. I've been microwaving the inside circle of the whole thing, and it really looks like a burial ground, like all of the open swirls from the cinnamon bun, and the inside is missing because that's where the joy is. So, and if I heat that enough, it'll
cinnamon,
sweat.
Proper cinnamon roll icing is made with cream cheese.
Yeah.
So it's sweetened cream cheese that's been thinned out with a little bit of cream or milk or butter. So if you take cream cheese and whip it, and then sweeten it, and so it gets really thin and flowy and viscous, and add a little vanilla.
Again, I think
that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
All right, then that's what'll happen next time.
And there's more protein in that. So
cream cheese. Yeah, that's amazing.
Than just the sugar. Yeah, so why wouldn't
you? I love it when you say sugar. I love that. Does he have diabetes? Yeah, he's got the sugar.
He got the diabetes.
And he can't swallow more than 9 items. Dear listener, is that a fucking thing? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my lack of patience with this little boy who's wildly proud to stand up in front of his parents and say, I only
look at what's wrong with me.
I think we're
look at what's wrong with me.
I think as a society we're creating more problems. Come on. Just then don't eat it. But why is this you're a picky eater. That's it. You're a picky eater.
I don't have any issue with him getting treatment and even having a name for what he has. I do have an issue with putting a poster in the front yard, right? Hanging a banner from your car so that everybody knows this is what you have because you are the self-appointed ambassador for this questionable thing. Or even if it's not questionable, just fucking have it and work on it. Right? You're not learning from anyone else and you're not helping anyone else. It is, that's what, to me, the only reason it's worth poking fun at this family and this kid, it's because it is so patently disingenuous that they are helping anyone else.
Follow along,
there's
our struggle.
There's not rampant 9 food only kid families in the neighborhood.
This is not
who
a
are
thing.
Just desperate for how to get to 10 foods and can't use a Google search or their own fucking doctor. Or how about trial and error? There's other
Chew
ways
more.
To do it.
Thank you for your service. You really did it. Chew a little more like my kid did with his cheese. You'll be okay. It's like a Bravo episode. Sutton has a tiny asparagus esophagus.
It's a tiny asparagus problem.
Jesus.
I can't even tell.
It might be the cold medication kicking in and making me a fucking moron.
I don't know.
We love you guys. We're grateful you came out. You came to hear us, even though Melissa sounds like shit. Next week, tune in for 30 Seconds with Amy. I think it's time for one of those. It's just to make her sweat it out a little bit. Just a little bit. Tune in next week for hopefully less of the,
sickness
illness
of my
her
it's not
allergy,
sickness. Less of the allergen
and my phlegm. Come back again. We love you.
We do.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I haven't done it, and I won't do it.